I talked about another edition to Haunted Real Connections. I found something I talked about for a while, and since being a medium, I get asked a lot, how do you connect or tune into the spirit world? There's different ways we can actually tune into the spirit world, and it helps if you do possess some type of, psychic abilities. And I hope you guys enjoy today's topic. So, tuning in to the spirit world. Alright, let's dive into it, shall we? The journey is unique, but highly individual. And you say what you see. Too often, we are afraid to say what we are seeing or recognizing its truth. In so doing, we lose valuable and meaningful information. So, what you are receiving always has meaning. Meaning, trust your gut instincts. That is a sign that your angel in the universe is saying to you, watch out, be aware. So, let's say you're driving down this road and you come to this, you usually take this route, and all of a sudden, you take another route. And then later on, you learn that the route that you usually take, there is a huge solution. You think you could have been in that solution, right? So that means to always be aware of your gut feelings. So first time, first truth, you open the door. First, trust what comes first. And then the rest will be easy. The first meeting or the first impression you might get, I would say, is usually the most accurate. So don't hesitate on sharing that when you do your readings. I know I've learned that could have been the most important meeting for your client when you did a reading. Do not hold anything back. Alright, and here are some steps that you can take connecting with the spirit world, but again, I always say to take it as a grain of salt. this is what I find credible when I do my connections, when I do my readings. What do I use prior, so what do I use my own impressions, okay? Number one is your intention. And the intention is key, alright? You must state out loud or to yourself your intention to open the door that you speak and receive messages from the spirit world. And be it on a personal level or in a formal reading session. And note that the universe has heard you always. So like the law of attraction, like attraction light and this light. It works both ways. So there's a divine plan much greater than this attention. But the attention is key. Now the next step you might want to take is meditation. So, whether you practice meditation or not, but it's important that you do your daily meditation to be sure to quiet your mind. You use soothing music. You shouldn't let your brain say hello and goodbye to your left brain. And make it a raise. Make it a raise. Well, should I say raise? make an agreement with your left brain that you will meet Kevin another time. So meditate, meditation and quieting your mind will assist in quicker and clearer connection with spirit. The third step you might want to take is listen. We're listening for the signs or symbols or even messages throughout your day. It's the next step in this journey. These may come in your dreams, in song, central synaptic life events, in your day-to-day tasks, and strike as coincidence. But coincidence is not, is like non-existent. So have you ever been thinking of your loved one and reminded of a very special favorite song you two shared? Later that day you heard it on the radio? I know I have. Indeed, this was your loved one's sign. The next step you might want to do is create a reading screen. Okay? I hope you guys are taking notes since I am myself. Create a reading screen. So let's start with your clairvoyance ability. The clairvoyance is the ability to see spirit world. I'll explain the clair in just a moment. The reading screen is your viewing receptacle. Your visualization. Visualize is the next key. It's where you'll receive images and pictures like through your third eye, which our spirit may communicate with, also using all your mind's eye, imagining a large movie screen, if you will, in front of you. Give it a grounding cord and secure it in the center of the earth. Now ask your question or ask for a message from spirit. Don't demand or provoke, just simply ask. Just like you were talking to another human being. Let the answer come. But did you get black? Right? Black is a color. The first image that comes with me your answer. Maybe it be symbolic or literal. At least you'll get your answer. Alright, next, I'm gonna explain what I learned about the clairs, C-L-A-I-R. There's quite a few, so bear with me guys, if you have a number of them right. We have what's known as clair abilities. Now some of you might know this term, clair, I'll just know it real quick. The clairs that involve us talking are like, taking our physical senses to a higher, I would say spiritual level. So it is also known as heightened sensing. Alright, it's with our senses, like the sixth sense. So here are the clairs as listed. Clairvoyance, which is clear seeing, clear, I might say these wrong, sorry guys, clairsentience, which is, clear knowing, clear auditory, which is clear hearing. I know that's one of my strongest ones besides clear buoyant. The next one, clear distance, which is clear tasting. Like if you are into a location and you suddenly taste blood, that would be clear distance. The next one is, I believe it's clear sentience, with clear feeling. Like you would go into your room and you feel heavier, you feel like you're normal, you know, that's clear sentience. Clear sentience, yes. Sorry if I butchered that, I think I butchered it. But for clear touch, like, when you are holding an object of a deceased person, you immediately see images with that object, or you feel, right? So I highly encourage seeking out specific meditations to assist you in opening these abilities. This will be the, I would say, doorway to which your connection with spirit will become stronger. Now, here are the final tips for connecting to the spirit world. Let me take my water break here. I was thinking I'm in my bathroom, but I hope you guys are enjoying this so far. If you are, you know. So, these are the final tips for connecting to the spirit realm. So, as your connection to spirit grows, your dreams will be one of the best ways to receive messages. I know I have very powerful psychic dreams. I think it's also called psychic dreams. And you might really have dream meditations. I know I have that as well. Or dream walker. I'm also a dream walker. And astral project. And so before I go into that, I might be holding a different episode with that. Before you go to bed at night, simply ask the spirit to come. If you want any specific spirit, like let's say it could be your deceased spouse, your grandparents, anybody at all, just be specific. And maybe I've read that if you have a picture by your bedside, and if you even just talk to them like as if they're there with you. And I believe they're always with us. And that would help as well. And then, excuse me, and then, it's best and intend, there's your intention. Intend their arrival, you know, and on their time. And pay attention to the last dream before you wake. Try not to put the TV on or anything or move as much. And once you do that, you lose what you had dreamed about. So notice any colors or symbols or words even, and people that are present. So you will know it is your loved one present because the dream is very colorful and vivid. You are the vehicle, the mechanism that is making this be reality. So it is valuable to spend time in development with others of like-minded, learning as well. Find qualified teachers mentors. Learn about how energy works. I know if you use any of I recommend if you. You understand the meaning of chakras. I'm still learning about the chakras and the auras. The auras is the light that surrounds the body, that protects the body. And we all have different colored auras. And this becomes really our foundation. So, stay alive and have fun with this. And this might open the doors that not only challenge, but change you in many wonderful ways. You might see things that you didn't see before. I believe once we open ourselves to the spirit world, we will see more. So, let's try understanding our spiritual world. Having the awareness that there's more to our world than what we can physically see with our own eyes. And that can seem a little scary at first, I admit. But it can be difficult to know where to start to navigate the spiritual, energetic world. So, there are always mentors out there that you can see to help you in your journey. There are many references and books, even I'm sure, that is out there. So through the understanding of the energetic spiritual world, I was inspired, you know. I've been working with energy for a long time, and long before the paranormal, I believe. So, this is about a decade or so. So yes, quite journey. Whether that you're a paranormal investigator, you're a medium, psychic. I think we all possess some psychic ability. Just some are not as aware of as most are. And remember, don't be afraid to tune into this world. As you know, I believe we are all psychic. And still learning to ask this spirit world as well within our reach. So I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's short podcast, tuning in to the spirit world. Maybe next time I find more resources, I may talk about how to connect with the fae, or rather the fairies. I've had some connections with them as well. And when you want, and note, on a side note, if you want to tune into the spirit world, be specific, have good intentions, and meditate. So I hope those are the three keys that will help you in your journey to tune into the spirit world. And I know it took me a while to get me to this far. I'm still learning. So I always get to seek out mentors. So if you guys need any help, let me know. I'm always on Facebook. Sorry, another one. Right? So I'm always on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And my email is NicoleJasper8@gmail.com. And if you guys need any help regarding tonight's topic, how to tune into the spirit world, by all means, don't hesitate to ask. And if I don't know the answer, I will research it and find out for you guys. So And I hope you guys have a very happy and safe, happy Halloween. And this is Nicole out.